Hello, and welcome to the Performance Marketing Spotlight. I'm your host, Marshall Nyman, founder and CEO of Nymo & Co. Each episode, I will be bringing you someone with deep experience in the performance marketing space, where they highlight their experiences within the industry. Today, I have Meg Kernahan, who is Senior Manager, Commerce Partnerships at Condé Nast. Welcome to the podcast, Meg.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Of course. Glad to have you on. Let's get right to it. Would love for you to introduce yourself to the audience.
Sure. Like you said, I'm Meg. I joined the Condé Nast team last summer. I've been in the digital marketing, performance marketing space for almost 10 years now. I'm remote, based out of Carbondale, Colorado, which is just outside of Aspen. So came here for the skiing, stayed for everything else, and love to be outside as much as I can. Hike and bike and kayak, things I never thought I would do before I lived here. So it's been a great experience all around.
Colorado is amazing.
Pretty lucky. Well,
so how did you get your start in the performance marketing space?
Yeah, so I started kind of more in a traditional sales role right out of college, and then was able to move in and get some more insights in as things evolved in the digital space. I started in actually paid social and working on kind of Facebook Meta back in the day, and then slowly started exposing myself to more different channels. So I started moving into newsletter and managing that, content marketing for brands, and just really the more channels I learned about and the more exposure I got, the more I got this kind of holistic view of kind of the entire marketing funnel, and really kind of was able to then drill down into very performance driven and data driven elements within that channel.
And then you ended up on the brand side at Collective Hemp. Tell us about your role there.
Yes. So Collective Hemp, it was a small CBD startup focused on the European market, since the US had been pretty saturated at that point. So I came on board as the director of brand development. So I oversaw the development of two different CBD brands. And I really was involved in everything from designing the brand look and feel, sourcing packaging, creating the logo, working with artists to create the logo. I'm not that talented, to working with manufacturers to kind of align the production with our sales forecast, really got like a full experience to understand what goes into running a business and building a brand from the ground up. And it was just such a valuable experience overall. And of course, right before COVID happened, we had just started looking into tapping into affiliate as a marketing channel and strategy, since we had seen such success in the CBD industry in particular there. But then, of course, COVID happened, kind of had to pause operations then. But overall, it was a really great experience, like I said, just to get that really deep dive into creating a brand and understanding what goes into building a product and getting it out to market.
And then you transitioned to a more specific affiliate type role at Backbone Media. Tell us about your time there.
Yes. I started at Backbone not long after COVID, actually as on the media strategy side. So I was working on kind of media planning and buying. And Backbone Media is a great agency based here in Carbondale that focuses really on both the paid and earned media side of, specifically in the outdoor industry. So affiliate was relatively new to them as an agency. They just saw such great opportunity and kind of this overlap between the two areas. So I came on board on the media side, and then the person who had kind of started affiliate there moved on to another opportunity, and Backbone kind of tapped me in to take over kind of managing that line of business for them. So I'm super grateful to Backbone for that opportunity, because it's just led me to where I am now. So I was able to kind of just jump right in with some existing clients and then eventually grow the line of business and the team overall. So when I started, it was just myself, and then built it to a team of 10 across Backbone and their sister agency, Rigor. So it was more very much on the client's merchant side of the relationship. So managing affiliate programs for merchants, working closely as well if there were shared services across our PR and media teams, to really understand there is a lot of, you know, we're not duplicating efforts, but building upon them.
So you got a little brand and agency experience.
Yes.
Then you decided to move to the publisher side, working for Outside. What made you want to make the switch?
Yeah, I really just wanted that full 360 view of the affiliate relationship, honestly. So I felt like I learned a lot on the brand side throughout all of my experience, and wanted to learn more about the publisher side of things. So I thought that the experience I had on the brand side would transition really well into putting together a strong publisher experience overall. So the opportunity came up to join Outside, and I came on board really to streamline their affiliate strategy across their portfolio of brands. They had gone through a series of acquisitions, kind of building up this larger portfolio. So folks had kind of operated independently or doing doing different strategies. Some of their titles include like Outside Magazine, Backpacker, Ski Mag, Women's Running, very endemic in the outdoor space. And so I kind of came in to really streamline that strategy and manage the affiliate relationships, as well as work with the gear teams to make sure that we're monetizing content in a really strategic, beneficial way overall.
And then last summer, you joined Condé Nast. What led you to make the move?
Yes. Honestly, it was the draw of the Condé titles and the opportunity to work on such like a global and renowned set of brands was really exciting to me. So to take that experience kind of to the next level. So I started in July managing affiliate partnerships across the portfolio of brands. Titles like include Vogue, Wired, Bon Appetit, Architectural Digest, Allure, GQ. So just a huge portfolio of really established, well-known brands, really spanning like so many different interests and categories and audiences. That was really exciting to see how the strategies could one be holistic across those, but then how each kind of vertical has its own kind of nuances and little, you know, ins and outs that you learn as you get deeper into it.
And in your role as Senior Manager Commerce Partnerships, what do you currently do?
So I manage all of our partnerships from the affiliate side. So I sit centrally and work with each of our titles to really be strategic about how we monetize and optimize our content. So we're still very editorially driven. You know, our affiliate relationships won't influence what products we cover, what brands we feature. However, it's very much driven by where we link out to and supported by those affiliate relationships. So I work really closely on the editorial side to understand what they're producing, what's been working well, what resonates with our audiences, and then kind of take that out to our partners to say, you know, we can really optimize here with a deeper partnership in place. If we're a lot more collaborative together, we can grow your business in this certain way and just really try to make it a mutually beneficial growth opportunity all around.
What are some things brands or agencies should take into consideration when looking to work with Condé Nast?
Yeah, I think this is a tough one because there are so many, like I said, kind of these different verticals that can fall in. So there's definitely a lot of gray area to this, but I think really looking at that full experience of pitching to both kind of the editorial side as well as the affiliate side to really make sure that you're getting kind of both ends of the team. And then also looking at it holistically then to say, we have this kind of big buzzy PR moment coming. How can we support that with affiliate? And really looking at it in this kind of full circle approach, I think will be a lot more actionable for us on our end to then take that out and do something with it in a very productive way. But I think first and foremost, as we are so editorially driven, still getting product in hand, product for testing, seeding product is always going to be super important to make sure that our teams are very familiar with brands, you know, what's coming down the pipe, and allows us to create a lot more in-depth reviews as well.
What are some things brands can do to increase their opportunities of possibly getting editorial coverage?
Yeah, that's a great question. One that I get a lot. I think, like I said, you know, getting the product in hand, we're really focusing on a lot of that firsthand review in our content. Not only does it service our readers very well, but Google also prefers it. So that's been a big part of our strategy. So pushing for that. And then I think I'd recommend having a very clear kind of goal that you're hoping for. You know, if you're looking just for editorial coverage, we can tap in the right team to cover that. If you're looking for a flat fee partnership or, you know, consideration for a CPA increase, just being very clear with kind of the goals and what resources you have behind it will just make it a lot easier for us to kind of put a more elaborate plan together.
What has been your favorite part of working at Condé Nast?
This is a cheesy answer, but it's true. I just love the people I work with. It's amazing to be just surrounded by such really sharp, really smart, really forward-thinking people. Everyone I've worked with has just been so talented, and I've already learned so much just from working with them and seeing how they operate and where we can do more.
We're seeing a lot of crossover with affiliate and PR these days. As a content publisher, can you share your perspective on what you're seeing?
Yeah, I think, you know, probably a few years ago, it used to seem like affiliate was almost the golden ticket to help, encourage PR earned coverage. And I think people still see it as this kind of like easy win in a way. But honestly, affiliate's kind of become the baseline in a lot of ways. If there's not an affiliate program supporting these PR moments, it's a lot more difficult to get traction. So I just see the two really merging so much closer together than ever before. So I see it as, you know, breaking down this kind of brand awareness piece with the performance kind of lower funnel element and bringing the two together for a very like full approach when it comes to kind of building brand awareness as well as conversion. So I think it's definitely becoming closer and closer as years go on.
What's a major challenge that you face as a content publisher?
I think a big one for us is, you know, it's not like we can easily flip a switch and change a link out. You know, it's, I think it's been challenging where maybe there are increases in place or certain opportunities that are just a little short term where we can optimize for a week. And honestly, that's a lot. It's a lot of work on our end to be able to change links out, swap out content, put new products in a piece. Or if, you know, a program shuts down or cuts their commission rate, it's a lot of manual work on our end to go in and change those things. And so we're kind of constantly in flux and trying to get ahead of some of these shorter term changes. So I think what I'm hoping for is to kind of use affiliate to look at more of a long-term strategy, building consistency over time with our audiences and understanding that there can be a brand awareness component that maybe a couple months down the road leads to a huge increase in conversion. So I think it's a little tricky to liken it to something like Google or Facebook where you can toggle budgets and turn things on and off. It's just not how content works for us. So trying to look at that long-term and understanding the fluctuations that go into it. It's a lot of manual work on our end.
Absolutely. Any predictions on the future of performance marketing or maybe where you see things headed?
Yeah, I think kind of like I was alluding to earlier, I think there's going to be just this bigger merge between upper and lower funnel happening, at least on the content side of affiliate. I think it's just such an unknown territory as we're looking at a cookie-less future, you know, the cost of CPMs on other channels increasing. I think that deeper kind of communication between a brand and the consumer is going to be more and more important. And so tapping into content to be able to tell that story in both, you know, a way that supports newness with performance and making sure it's a really kind of 360 approach in terms of kind of how that positioning is looking. So I can see that kind of getting a bit fuzzier in a way, but ultimately more cohesive and comprehensive as it goes on.
What is a common misconception people have about working with a content publisher?
Common misconception. Honestly, I think that it's a misconception that the right commission rate will guarantee you coverage. I think we still are just so editorially driven that we need to make sure that what we're recommending is something that we can truly stand behind. And that's what drives performance because our audiences really trust us so that when they're making a conversion, it's because they trust the recommendation. So just having that rate in place won't necessarily be enough to get that inclusion there. So hopefully working towards communicating that there's still that need for testing and relationships and, you know, PR isn't going away. It's just merging together in a closer way.
And final question, what has been your favorite part of working in the performance marketing industry?
I personally really love that it's this sweet spot between kind of a creative approach mixed with data to inform your strategy. I think it's not just numbers, it's not just creativity, it's really both. And I just love that there's really ways to kind of tap into both sides to do something really amazing and really unique. So it's been personally a sweet spot for how I think and operate. And I think we've seen a lot of growth in the industry because of that as well.
Amazing. Well, a really big thank you to Meg from Condé Nast for joining the podcast this week. Some great insights into her background and how you can best work with Condé Nast. What is the best way for listeners to connect with you?
Ooh, good question. I will share a link with you, Marshall, if you want to share that out as well. I have a Google form that I use to collect all of this information that then gets sent directly to me and my team so we can go through and review exactly what the opportunity is. Fair warning, I'm a team of one, so my inbox gets inundated very quickly. I would love to get back to everyone. I just can't always do it. So don't be shy, follow up, you know, make sure that you're cutting through the noise and would love to work with obviously as many people as I can. So that form has been a good solution for that.
Again, thank you to our guest, Meg Kernahan, and to our producer, Leon Sonkin. If you've enjoyed this content, please give us a like and a follow. Thank you for joining. I'm Marshall Nyman, host of the Performance Marketing Spotlight and founder and CEO of Nymo & Co. signing off. Thank you.